Hey beautiful people, Santa Cruz here and welcome back to Becoming That Girl. You know that feeling when life feels like a runaway train? It's 8 a.m, you haven't even touched your coffee yet, and already your inbox is exploding, your schedule is jam-packed, and your brain feels like it's running on fumes. Sound familiar? Well, I'm here to tell you that finding balance in life isn't about achieving some mythical state of perfect zen, it's about creating a life that works for you, even when things get crazy. And trust me, girl, we all know things get crazy. Today, we're diving into how to manage stress, prioritize tasks, and reclaim your time so you can actually enjoy the ride. First things first, let's talk about that sneaky little gremlin called stress. It loves to creep in when we least expect it, hijacking our thoughts and leaving us feeling overwhelmed. But here's the thing. We can choose how we react to stress. Instead of letting it control us, try turning it into fuel. Think of it like this. You're a powerful superhero with incredible abilities. Stress is just trying to test your mettle. Number one takeaway. Embrace mindfulness. Seriously, carve out a few minutes each day to simply breathe and be present. It could be during your morning coffee, while you're walking your dog, or even just for 5 minutes before bed. Focus on your senses, feel the warmth of the sun, hear the birds singing, smell that delicious coffee, and let those worries melt away. Number two, prioritize like a boss. Life is too short to do everything. Figure out what truly matters to you, your health, relationships, your passions, and focus your energy on those things. Learn to say no to commitments that drain you or don't align with your goals. Remember, saying no to some things means saying yes to the things that truly light you up. Number three, break it down. Feeling overwhelmed by a big project? Don't let it paralyze you. Break it down into smaller, more manageable tasks. It's like tackling a giant puzzle piece by piece, less daunting, right? Celebrate each small victory along the way and watch your confidence soar. Number four, don't sweat the small stuff. Seriously, it's not worth stressing over spilled milk or that one rogue sock that went missing in the dryer. Learn to let go of things that are beyond your control and focus on what you can influence. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. And finally, number five. Practice self-care like it's your superpower. You deserve to feel good inside and out. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's reading a good book, taking a long bath, dancing in your living room, or simply spending quality time with loved ones. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? Like there just aren't enough hours in a day. I get it, I've been there myself, trust me. Remember that time when I was trying to launch my new business while also planning my best friend's wedding and learning a new language? Yeah, not my proudest moment. But through all of the chaos, I learned some valuable lessons about finding balance. One day, I was drowning in deadlines and feeling completely burnt out. I decided to take a break, a real break, and go for a walk in the park. As I sat on a bench watching the children play, it hit me. I had been so focused on checking things off my to-do list that I'd forgotten to actually live. That's when I realized the importance of prioritizing not just tasks, but also experiences and moments of joy. So what can you do? Start by identifying your non-negotiables, those activities that bring you genuine happiness and fulfillment. Make time for them, even if it means saying no to other commitments. Remember, a balanced life is about finding harmony between all areas of your existence, work, relationships, personal growth, and fun. Finding balance isn't about being perfect or having everything figured out. It's about making choices that align with your values, taking care of yourself, and enjoying the journey. So go ahead, ditch the pressure of perfection, embrace the messiness, and remember, you're capable of creating a life that truly feels good. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to finding balance? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to becoming the best versions of ourselves. And don't forget to subscribe to Becoming That Girl so you never miss an episode packed with wisdom, inspiration, and a whole lot of real talk. See you tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.